Grant reached the rear door to the visitor center, the same door he had left 20 minutes before. He tugged on the handle. It was locked. Then he saw the little red light. The security doors were reactivated. Damn! He ran around to the front of the building and went through the shattered front doors into the main lobby, stopping by the guard desk where he had been earlier. He could hear the dry hiss of his radio. He went to the kitchen, looking for the kids, but the kitchen door was open, the kids gone. He went upstairs, but came to the glass panel marked closed area, and the door was locked. He needed a security car to go farther. Grant couldn't get in. From somewhere inside the hallway, he heard the raptors snarling. The leathery reptile's skin touched Tim's face. The claws tore his shirt, and Tim fell onto his back, shrieking in fright. "Timmy!" Lex yelled. Tim scrambled to his feet again. The baby velociraptor perched on his shoulder, chirping and squeaking in panic. Tim and Lex were in the white nursery. There were toys on the floor, a rolling yellow ball, a doll, a plastic rattle.
"It's the baby raptor,"
Lex said, pointing to the animal gripping Tim's shoulder. The little raptor burrowed its head into Tim's neck. The poor thing was probably starving, Tim thought. Lex came closer, and the baby hopped onto her shoulder. It rubbed against her neck.
"Why is it doing that?" she said. "Is it scared?"
"I don't know," Tim said. She passed the raptor back to Tim. The baby was chirping and squeaking and hopping up and down on his shoulder excitedly. It kept looking around, head moving quickly. No doubt about it, the little thing was worked up and—
"Tim,"
Lex whispered. The door to the hallway hadn't closed behind them after they had entered the nursery. Now the big velociraptors were coming through, first one, then a second one. Clearly agitated, the baby chirped and bounced on Tim's shoulder. Tim knew he had to get away. Maybe the baby would distract them. After all, it was a baby raptor. He plucked the little animal from his shoulder and threw it across the room. The baby scurried between the legs of the adults. The first raptor lowered its snout, sniffed at the baby delicately. Tim took Lex's hand and pulled her deeper into the nursery. He had to find a door, a way to get out. There was a high, piercing shriek. Tim looked back to see the baby in the jaws of the adult. A second velociraptor came forward and tore at the limbs of the infant, trying to pull it from the mouth of the first. The two raptors fought over the baby as it squealed. Blood splattered in large drops onto the floor.
"They ate him," Lex said.
The raptors fought over the remains of the baby, rearing back and butting heads. Tim found a door. It was unlocked, and went through, pulling Lex after him. They were in another room, and from the deep green glow, he realized it was a deserted DNA extraction laboratory, the rows of stereo microscopes abandoned, the high-resolution screens showing frozen, giant, black-and-white images of insects. The flies and gnats that had bitten dinosaurs millions of years ago, sucking the blood that now had been used to recreate dinosaurs in the park. They ran through the laboratory, and Tim could hear the snorts and snarls of the raptors pursuing them, coming closer. And then he went to the back of the lab and through a door that must have had an alarm, because in the narrow corridor, an intermittent siren sounded shrilly, and the lights overhead flashed on and off. Running down the corridor, Tim was plunged into darkness, then light again, then darkness. Over the sound of the alarm, he heard the raptors snort as they pursued him. Lex was whimpering and moaning. Tim saw another door ahead, with a blue biohazard sign, and he slammed into the door and moved beyond it. And suddenly he collided with something big, and Lex shrieked in terror. "Take it easy, kids," a voice said. Tim blinked in disbelief. Standing above him was Dr. Grant, and next to him was Mr. Gennaro.